Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And we're here again to have a wonderful healing session tonight, doing sample clearings, talking about the Lightship. So if you'd like to call in, please do so. Or come on the fast chat and ask your questions. So we'll start off with the mind to heart drop right off the get-go here. So this is a way where you can bring your awakening consciousness. You may want to call it your ego self, the thoughts in your head down to your heart. So here we go. We always count from 10 backwards. This you can do yourself whenever you choose to. And to be honest, you should be doing this probably about 4 or 5 times a day so that you can become more heart-centered. And naturally, when you first start doing this, it's very difficult for most people to stay in their heart for maybe more than, maybe a half a minute or so. But as you continuously do it, then you start feeling better and better and better. So here we go. And then you're in more peace. So you're in the peace energy when you're in your heart. So we're going to drop you down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So you should feel like you're in your heart. If you have a thought, think of it, and it should be out of your heart center. And you should feel like you're in the moment and in peace. Another way you can tell if you're in your heart is you will not be able to think of a negative thought. So try to do that right now, and it just doesn't know what that is. So here we go. We're going to do some more dropping for the people who need a little more help with this process. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, and we'll see if our co-host is out there in cyberspace. So, Sylvia, are you out there somewhere?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm here, and hi, everyone, and welcome. Wednesday, October 21st. We're live tonight, and it's great to be here with you. And we'll just see what questions come up on the fast chat and also any healing requests. And we'll talk about what's new and what's going on. And I think there's maybe some new information on the website and all kinds of things like that. So sit back and relax, stay in your heart center, and get ready for a wonderful hour with the Creation Lightship. And, Ron, could we continue on and maybe do an entity clearing and get everyone really nice and in their body fully as we can?
Sounds good to me. So here we go. Entities. So we'll work with the bottom of your feet, and we'll naturally move up and working up now to your ankles. And next we are working up to your knees, taking away these emotional bodies of people who have passed on. This is just the way the emotions work. It's kind of interesting, as some people say, gee, you look like you're respond or act like a distant relative that passed on. Well, very possibly that is true, because that person passed on and that emotional body came into someone else, and it might even be you. So if you have the traits of a loved one or a distant loved one, maybe like your grandfather or grandmother, it's very possible that you have the emotional body in you. Remember, it's It knows you because it knew you then, and now it knows you even better now. So here we go. We'll work our way up to our waist now, taking away these entities. And entities normally get attracted from our physical pain and naturally from traumas that we experience. So here we go, coming up now, moving up, going up to our shoulders, down our arms, fingertips, and moving even further here, going down to our fingernails. And now we're working on top of our shoulders, our neck, back of our head. We'll work on our eyes, our ears. Remember, if you have a hearing problem, chances are you're attracting entities that don't hear very well. So they want to have that experience too. So this is what they relate to, is not being able to hear very well. If you have a problem with your throat, maybe you have a sore throat. Well, you will attract entities who have sore throats. But the most important thing, do they leave you? You need to command them out of your body or do this healing like we're doing right now. Very, very important. So again, here we go. Taking them out of our head area or out of our throat. And let's just say that you have a sinus condition. Let's get the sinus energies out. So here we go. Taking these out of you. Taking them out of your sinuses. And we're getting to be, in a sense, winter time for some people. And some people with the weather change start to maybe have illnesses appear because of the climate change. So here we go, working with your sinuses now. Okay, looks good to me. Looks good. Oh boy, I'm yawning. Okay, let's get him out of our top of our head now. There we go. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Great. So let's see. Question. Is there a clearing that you do with people that actually clears the entities for the whole lifetime?
Yeah, we have a basic clearing that works from year to year. So if you'd like to do that, that would help you out probably immensely. These sample clearings are just to show you that you do have something wrong with you typically, because you don't know about it until something is released or healed in you. So yes, we do a lifetime entity release, and it works from the current moment going back to, your actual conception. Remember, you can pick up entities when you're inside of your mother. In fact, let's work on that right now. We'll do this interesting clearing here.
Oh, wonderful.
So let's take out the entities that are in you, that came in. And remember, they probably got attracted to you by your mother. Maybe she was upset. And we'll do this at the time frame of 3 months. So here we go. Who knows what's going to happen? So we're going to start to release these right now. And you might feel interested in having this clearing because you're going to feel yourself get calmed down here. Here we go. I'm feeling a lot of anxiety right now. That's what I'm sensing here. So you may have that same experience yourself as they're being released here. Here we go. And what normally happens during these clearings, automatically the light ship does a bringing back of your spirit, but I always do it just because people need to know about this process. So if you do it on your own, you definitely want to call back your spirit so that it will not leave any holes, we'll say, in the space or emptiness, so that it would be a void, and the void will get filled up with more entities. So you want to always bring back your spirit to these locations where it left from. So here we go. Boy, 3 months is good. How do you feel, Sylvia?
So was that like 3 months of being like the fetus age?
Yes, that is correct.
So what I'm was sensing is that, you know, the anxiety for those mothers that were anxious or had something like that, then they probably attracted entities that resonated with their anxiety, and then perhaps that was passed on to the baby.
Yes, so the entities would come in. Remember, you may have other fetuses that had these emotional bodies in them, and or maybe you just had mothers who wanted to relate to the anxiety of the baby. Two entities, you know, come in all different ways and for all different reasons. So let's go to 4 months here. We'll move here in your development here. So here we go, taking away entities at 4 months. So I'm clearing that. And as I'm doing this here, I'll just talk about the brand new website page. It's listed on the left side underneath the emergency healing section. And it's also in red. And this healing has to do with light infusion, and it actually helps and to say fortify, to bring in to you an auric field protection. So you can go on the website and use that if you wish. And it's a wonderful clearing, and just have fun at it. You can choose number one, the whole auric field. There's a drop-down box there. And the timer defaults to 30 minutes, so that's a half an hour. So you can clean your whole auric field in a half an hour. Now, naturally, some people might realize that they may want to go a little deeper sometimes. We have always people that see me, they go, man, I want to go down to the core. I want to go down to the nitty-gritty. So if you wish to do it longer, you can. You can go into it and go into, like, maybe the front side of you and the back side and left and right and top and bottom if you wish to do that. And you can do that for 30 minutes also if you want to actually make sure, we'll say that, you know, you want to go into this further. But most people probably only need a half an hour on the whole thing. But that's an option for you. And then there's the people who may want to stay fortified, we'll say, or keep their auric field intact when they're sleeping. So there is a drop-down box for the timer. So naturally, I said it defaults at 30 minutes, and the next position is for 8 hours, which is actually 480 minutes, okay? So if you click on the 480-minute, that means 8 hours, and you can do this while you're sleeping. So have fun, everybody. I'm sure you're going to enjoy this clearing here, and you may feel your whole body changing, and this will do many things for you. So just have a wonderful time at it. This is a free healing for everyone, and, you know, if you wish to give me a donation for it, you can do so. That's, you know, I'd greatly accept that, but I really want to help people with their auric field so that you can have more protection, so to speak. And you know, there's an explanation kind of on the location there, too. And we'll have another page up on the website very shortly here, I'd say within the next week. And this is going to be for you to have self-empowerment. And there'll be many drop-down boxes on it, different ways you can go. So you can do spell and curse healings on it. You can do, like, maybe self-sabotage. And so the way it's designed for a current healing for you, not necessarily one that you can do for your whole lifetime. So this is designed for people who maybe have some maybe bad luck recently, we'll say. Maybe they're out of a job. Maybe you just don't feel right about yourself or something. You don't know what's going on in your life. So it goes into different areas. There'll probably be maybe a dozen or so topics, we'll say, or headings that you're experiencing. And you can click on that. And it could be induced by yourself, okay? So there's another location where you can click on it. You know, are you doing it to yourself? You know, a lot of people do beat themselves up. Number two will be done by others. And then the third location, I think we'll have probably a box, you know, if you know that somebody is doing a awful thing to you of transmitting negative energy, we'll say, whatever that would be, then you can also put that person's name in and clear that. So this is designed for self-empowerment. And, you know, you can either do something for manifestation or you can take something away. So it'll be quite interesting. I would imagine the way it's going to be set up, you know, you could probably do the way it will be maybe 150 different clearings approximately on it, depending how you choose to work with these boxes. Because as you change it from one to the other, you know, with the same heading of what your problem may be, it, you know, you can do yourself and others and maybe somebody's name. But it'll be quite interesting. So that's on there. The cost will be $50 for the month. Just get on there and do that. And hopefully, you know, like I said, this is for you to have self-empowerment. Naturally, it does not take the place of having the emotional clearing or the dark side practitioner. So this is designed to get rid of, you know, people's mind transmissions to you, bad school beats from them, we'll say, spells and curses, negative thoughts, and that kind of works with yourself too if you beat yourself up a lot. So this is mainly for self-empowerment to have you feel better about yourself so you can move on and not get stuck and paralyzed in your life, you know, we'll say right now if that's the case. A lot of people have that condition to where they just can't move forward, or they're trying to move forward and they don't know what's going on. They do all they can do, but somehow they're still stuck. So this clearing should help you. And like I said, it should be up fairly soon here, I'd say within maybe a few days to a week. So look forward to seeing that. It'll be also a main heading for that on the left side. So let's go into another clearing here for everybody. And we are going to do the emotional clearing for the last 5 days. So here we go. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And naturally, the other side of the coin of the emotions is how, you know, you feel. So this is a feeling body clearing. These are invisible bodies. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Next, we're going to do a pain body. So I'm going to divide this off into two types of pain. Let's do emotional pain. So this is a little deeper than the regular emotions. And what I will say, the emotional clearing, if you have not had that yet, I feel that it gets rid of about 95% of your baggage and stuff. And the other 5% is just because there's some more things that are haunting you that has to go much deeper. But, you know, after having the emotional clearing, most people, I'd say they're like, their life has changed. And they want to move on in their life to a much better, brighter experience here of life rather than staying in the misery of, you know, having the same patterns get repeated in their life, because it actually cleans the slate off on your plate in front of you of all your traumas. So I'm going to do this clearing here of physical, emotional pain. So this is going pretty deep. So here we go. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And this healing that I'm doing, or just did, is not on the website. And now we're going to do a pain body. This is physical pain. The other one was emotional pain. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Next, we're going to do a trauma body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's see here. Let's do a self-sabotage clearing. Here we go. 5 days cleared. Gee, my throat's clamming up here. I hope it's not me. Hang on a minute, everybody. I have to get some water. Okay. Wow. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. It must be Fred out there. We have a Fred out there who has this problem. So 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. And let's do a sample of, let's do a heartache clearing. This normally works with women more than men because men don't necessarily feel their heart energy. Although, oddly enough, since I started doing these clearings, initially I'd maybe see one man in 100, if that. And now, boy, we had, at the booth, we had men working with us. And a lot of the clearings now, you know, are done by men, too. We have Mike on the fast chat and Brett on the fast chat. And I'm sure that Kyle's in there someplace. So we do have men coming on board, along with the women, which is very nice. So here we go. This is for heartache. So I'm going to go back to the age of 12 for everybody, okay? For women, that sometimes is a key year. So here we go, heartache. So I'll just do 5 days in the age of 12, probably your worst days. So 5 days cleared. This could be emotional. Wow, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And a lot of sadness there. Do it again. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's see what else I can do for a clearing here. Anxiety. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. Fear, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's do anger. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared. Wow. 5 days cleared, 4 days has some stuff here, so... There we go. 3 days cleared. Some more stuff here. Almost as heavy as 4 days ago. And 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared and today cleared. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Oh, that's great. What a wonderful evening of healing. So, we have a question that is being asked by Marie on the fast chat, and she's asking if there's any special significance to birthdays and should we be celebrating them?
Boy, I don't see really, well, I'm sure there's a great significance to the dark side because that makes you a day older, and since you're running a time-based energy here, living in a time-based reality, that day would probably, as far as them, have a great meaning. Kind of getting back to that in a roundabout way, on the website we have the Mind Loop 2 clearing. And I think it's on there anyway. If not, I do them in person. And the Mind Loop 2 clearing is the clearing to clear your natal chart off of you. So that's an interesting clearing too, because that's the connection to the dark side. And I'll just kind of describe this to you. The mind loop one gets rid of the repetitive thoughts that you have over and over and over again, okay? Well, the mind loop two is when you're in love energy in your mother and her spirit, which is love, is nurturing you. And then all of a sudden, once you pop out, then you're no longer in love. You're in the darkness of time. And then all of a sudden, the mind loop two energy from the planets and everything else, and your natal chart, remember your natal chart starts when you're born. And the mind loop too then is that connection, the way to release it, along with the planetary clearing. So both of those are very, very important. I'm not saying that one is better than the other, but the mind loop too puts you into the program, okay, of the dark side. And that's, and then the planets are what's connecting to that to control you. So the planetary clearing clears that. And the mind loop two is like your natal chart where you got down here, you popped out, and all of a sudden you lost the love energy of source energy from your mother. Remember, your spirit's always love. And that's what was nurturing you in the womb. And then as you started to slowly get disconnected from that, and a lot of people remember going down the birth canal, you know, kicking and screaming, not wanting to come out, okay, because they're actually feeling that love energy being disconnected from them, and they feel darkness where they're sliding into, you know. And then once you come out, that's your natal chart, and that's when it begins. And so that's kind of the way the healing is that this healing disconnects the major connection to you energetically that the planets make on you. I hope I explained that properly. And the planetary clearing takes the planets off, and the other one is the connection and the trauma that you've experienced and the repetitive programming of like having, you know, kind of like being, you know, a target on the firing range, you know, with all this stuff being injected into you energetically from the planets, okay? So the mind loop, too, is that connection to where this stuff is all happening to you. And then you start your patterns, okay, and the connections of these patterns from the planets. So hopefully I didn't confuse anybody. I'm trying to help describe this in the moment here. So back to you, Sylvia. So, yes, as far as the answer, does that mean anything? Yeah, that's probably the most important date that the dark side has to keep track of you because that's, you know, your anniversary each year. And I'm sure that they probably reinforce that energy onto you, okay? So back to you.
Well, that's very interesting, you know, because I know it seems like a lot of people have difficulty either on or around their birthday and also on or around the holidays can be a very difficult time for people. Do you have any comments on what that might be from as far as the holidays go?
Well, if nobody, no loved one left you during the holidays, I would say typically that could be from people actually dying, you know. When you're younger, as a young child, typically you probably have your grandparents with you, so you may get gifts from them. They may show up, you know, if they're in a different state, they come out for Christmas. So, like, the holidays, we'll just say as far as Christmas, you know, is the big one for most people. And then maybe the Thanksgiving could be, you know, having the family together, you know, giving thanks that you're all here, enjoying each other. Hopefully you are anyway. Some parents or families have a lot of dynamics there, and you may not even want to show up, but you have to, you know, because you did it every year, you know, it's routine. And then, you know, the people that haven't had the emotional clearing, they're still stuck in the past talking about the life with you when you were 10 years of age and how you did something to one of your brothers and sisters, and that probably recycles every year, and you're just tired of hearing it. So you get your emotional clearing, and then you can just listen to it and say, yep, they need a clearing too because they're recycling the past. So what I think happens as you get older, you start realizing that maybe people have passed on, you know, back into the, you know, forced reincarnation cycle, and they're no longer here unless they incarnated over again. Those poor people, poor spirits, but anyway, so you probably go into those months, you know, before that and feel, oh, gee, my grandmother used to be with me, I loved her, and she died 3 years ago, and I remember what she gave me as a gift, you know, 4 years ago, and so that could give you a lot of sadness. Remember, the dark side likes to torment you. And the planets of light, when something passes over, there's no judgment on that, it just is done. And then the spirits can still come back and talk to you, you know, and tell you what it was like. And you know, it's all love energy. So there's really no difficulty on a life form dying. Where here, you know, we have all this emotional trauma and stuff, which is what the dark side gave us. So I would say typically when you have a situation to where you're dealing with people and a person or two or maybe most of your relatives are no longer living, that can be very upsetting to you because you remember the good times and they're no longer there. So, you know, that's how the dark side works in time energy, and then that torments you. So I hope that answered that question. And it also could be, you know, going even much deeper than that. We're just talking about this lifetime. Maybe you had a loved one actually killed at, say, Christmas time in a past life, and your body remembers that, okay? And then, you know, you maybe your whole life you've been sad around Christmas not knowing why. or maybe you lost, you know, your best friend or a loved one at that time, and it's still in your genetics. So this is probably why you don't want to experience Christmas every year, because it's so painful to you. But anyway, that's the way it works. And we do have these key anniversary dates that pop up. And then the dark side naturally wants to intensify that feeling and focus on it to cause more misery. So back to you, Sylvia.
So I guess it sounds like we have a caller on the line. Anyone there?
Yes, I'm Larry. How are you?
Hi, Larry. We're good.
Larry, long time no hear.
Yes, I've been here. Can I ask a question tonight, Ron?
Okay, we'll see how we handle this one. Okay, go ahead, Larry. You always give me surprises, so go ahead.
Okay. Well, say that an individual would have an anxiety, and in that interim, the spirit would leave his body and go to the dark side planet, and he would visit his shadow body. And afterwards, he would come back, and the anxiety would be over with between him or between him and other people. And could that be possible at that point?
Good question. What you're saying is that maybe you have anxiety here, I think, and then your spirit leaves to go to another location, and then you have the fabricated clone bodies, and in that parallel lifetime, you worked out that situation. And then when your spirit came back into you, it was healed, and it maybe did the healing on you because it got worked out. Yeah, I guess that could be a correct thing to assume.
Okay, and then after it would heal, then the shadow body would come to visit with you because he would get lonely because you would stop coming because you're healed, and he would come to visit you, and then you could take him to the light. Would that sound proper?
Yeah, I would say that could be correct. Normally they bring a lot of baggage with them, but yes, I would say as a general situation that could happen, yes. Although you still have...
Okay, fine. Then I would like to have a healing to bring the shadow body to the light.
Okay, very good. So we do this on some of the shows here. So here we go.
Thank you.
So what we're going to do now is work with the dark side energy. So this may shock some of the new people. We do this at times here. And what happens is the darkness will want to come into the light. There are these energies that are maybe timid, afraid, and this is why I put that special aura cleansing protection on the website, because sometimes people might be having an attack by the dark sides, okay? As these beings see the light in you, as you do more clearings, you're going to have more light. And you could be attracting these because they want to go to the light, but they come into you, or maybe they don't come in, maybe they just give you their energy momentarily, and then they maybe ricochet off, but you feel it as an attack happening to you. And so at that point, there's no way that they can come into the light because your spirit normally does not do that. You might think it's an attack. So what we do on this program and right now is, and also your auric field, will be fortified, and it will be more connected to light than what you are, okay? And this protection energy in your auric field will allow these entities to come into the light. So we're going to do this right now. So if there's any entities around, any dark side beings or whatever they are, okay, whether they have a spirit or not, if so on their body, they're now given the opportunity to come in. So what we'll do is energize a light beam on your monitor screen. Like everybody, to scroll down about an inch on your scroll bar and bring up the light beam. And the light beam will be the conduit here for this energy to go through. So it'll actually come in and go into your screen, we'll say, and then from there it goes through me, then from there it goes to the light ship. This is the way all these healings work. So here we go, energizing the light beam right now. And I will say also on the screen, if you go a little bit further down, you will see another picture of the lightship insignia. And that's a little bit over halfway down. And that insignia, just by being there, is the 12 source energies, okay? So if you want to ever feel the 12 source energies, this picture will give that to you, okay? This is what all of us on the Lightship wear on our, say, lab coats. And this is creation energy itself, the way the Lightship wanted it depicted down here, okay? So here we go. And it is energized with that. So let's energize the light being as a conduit for these beings to go to the light. This is their gift. And there's no judgment on them. Whatever they did in the past, the Lightship does not punish them for anything. And then they're given a spirit, a soul, and from there, they're in the universe of light. They probably have a lot of orientation to go through, but just being quite simplistic here, they will become spirits of the light. So on a count of 10, the light being is fully energized right now, so here's your chance. When I count to 10, they can leave. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, here they go. And if you have any chills in your body, maybe your body might quiver, shake sometimes. You might feel a rush of energy, might feel warmth. That's because what is in you, maybe around you, is now leaving and going into the light for healing. This is very, very nice. I love doing these healings. And remember, the light doesn't judge anything. So some people have a hard time with that because they say, gee, I've been tormented by the darkness my whole life. Why does the light ship not punish these beings for what they've done to me? Well, it's because if the light did do that, if they did punish, then they'd be just like the darkness. And that's probably why in the teachings of Jesus it's mentioned about turning the other cheek, okay? And that's just the way the light ship works. It does not know darkness, does not know negativity. It only knows pure love. And so it's going to love these beings just as if they created them themselves, and they will have a spirit put into their bodies. Their bodies, whatever they are, if they're extraterrestrial, if they look, scary to us or whatever, they will now be in the universe of light, looking like that being with the spirit in it, okay? Then it must obey, we'll say, or be in the law of non-judgment. So, and love energy. Heard another beep out there. So the healing is still taking place. It'll take place until the end of the show here. So, someone else online?
Hi, Ron. It's Karen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine, Karen.
I just wanted to call and share what happened to me when you did the mind to heart drop on Monday. I'd requested it because I had, for the last few days, been having troubles getting in my heart center. And I don't cry that often. Maybe in my 20s I did when I was having problems with depression. But immediately when you started the mind to heart drop, I started crying like a baby. And I don't know if you have any insight into that or if that's ever you've ever heard anything like that happening, but I just wanted to call in and ask.
Boy, I would say that maybe the parts of you that finally connected to the light got a chance to do that, okay? Remember,
mm-hmm.
We have blockages in us that we don't know what we don't know. That's what I would assume, is that the part of you that, and maybe even your spirit came forward finally, you know, to experience that energy, maybe just full of joy. And maybe that was interpreted by your body as a release of tears because it was able to integrate more of your spirit energy in you.
Okay, well, I guess I would say I have been more heart-centered now, really feeling heart-centered in the last day, and I know there's other things going on with the earth spirit as well, but I've just never experienced that. I do the mind-to-heart drop all the time on my own, and I listen to it on the shows, and I've never started crying like that.
Yeah, that's what I'd say it was. You just became more connected to your own divinity.
Okay, great.
So can I ask you
a question? Thank you very much.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
When you connect to your heart center, since you've been doing, you know, the mind to heart drop from county 10 down to 1, how long can you stay in your heart? You're kind of alone and peaceful. Just for other people to listen here, I'm kind of curious.
Yeah, I would say at night, especially when I lay in my bed, I can stay in there for a long time. And of course, at night I always have the I get the monthly unlimited entity clearing, so I have that going and helping me. But at night, I would say, you know, until I fall asleep at least, and then I hope, you know, I always, one of my exercises before I go to bed is to do the entity release and the mind to heart drop, and to ask my spirit to stay in my body for the whole night, and I do that for myself as well as my family. Actually, my husband does it on his own now, so I'm very happy about that. So maybe half an hour or even longer, but it's getting longer.
That's good. So did you ask a question about what clearing to do, the Mind Loop 2 or the Planetary First? Was that you on the fast track?
That was me.
Either one would probably be good. I'd probably go for the planet first, I think. That way they're not cored in your body. So that's
okay.
What I would probably recommend first, and then do the Mind Loop 2 maybe after that.
Okay. Ask you one other question?
Go right ahead.
Sort of way off in left field, but I thought I had heard somewhere that you weren't a fan of caffeine, and, you know, there's obvious health reasons to not be a fan of caffeine, and it is considered a drug. But does it actually keep you, if you drink coffee, from being more in your heart center?
Boy, I just don't know on that. I can't tell you. I don't know.
Okay.
I myself am, you know, I'm trying to get, I'm trying to have less food intake. I do like eating, but I'm trying to get on more of a liquid type diet if I can, you know. So that's where I am, and I think as the energies change in your body, is able to change the diet. And people ask me all the time, you know, should I eat meat? Should I not eat meat? To this and that, and you know, I think it's kind of up to your body. And then you have to remember that what you're taking in, you know, the cellular memory of whatever you're eating. Okay, so, you know, animals do have probably more thought than vegetables, okay? But still, you know, they have, I'm sure, some type of DNA, too. So I just don't know. I think that eating meat might be, you know, less beneficial to you as opposed to being a vegetarian. But I'm not here to promote eating off of meat at all, because, you know, every body type is different. Some people really need to have meat, otherwise
right.
Don't feel right. But
well, there's people subscribe to the blood type diet, too, and that's, you know,
boy,
if you subscribe to that, that
yep.
If you're a type of that you might need it
yeah,
to
so,
eat meat.
So what I'm trying to do is to actually live more on the energy of light force, okay, of light versus anything else if I possibly can. Some days I can go along without eating much. In fact, I think that happened today. I didn't eat too much food and needed to get a little bit of something in the evening. But basically, I was running 110% for the whole day with not much of a breakfast. So, in fact, right now I'm running really well by having basically one meal almost, okay? So, but everybody's
but
different.
Somebody to do that would need to be very heart-centered to be able to get the life force that they need, I assume.
Yeah, I would say that would be correct. You need to get out of mind energy. the mind energy won't give you any life force energy, where the energy in the moment, which is source energy, will. That's another way of looking at it. I never thought of it that way, you know, as you just verbalized it. But, yeah, as you're in the moment, then you're running pure spirit energy through you. It's always running through you, but the mind, with all of the traps in it and everything else, activating your genetic cellular memory, is going to naturally probably want you to eat, because it's a program, it's a habit. You're getting out of one program into the energy of pure life force. So, very interesting. So, thank
Great.
You for coming.
Well,
you brought up
thank
some good,
you very much, Ron.
Good information.
I appreciate everything you do.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Hey, those are some great calls and questions. Thanks, Karen, and thanks, Larry. Let's see, we have... Noel on the fast chat, and the question is, how do we connect with the high self communication?
Boy, well, the higher self is you. Okay, so there's no higher self than you, because you are it. So we'll just start off with that. So then there's, how do you connect to yourself? Your spirit resides in your heart center, and that answer to the question is probably one of the more difficult ones for me to answer, only because people want to hear the information loud and clear, you know, resonating, we'll say, in their heart or in their head. You know, they want to add something. See, we're used to hearing mind chatter. And, you know, when you ask for your spirit to come forth, maybe it gets run over by all the mind chatter, so you can't really hear it. And then if you're quiet, are you still going to hear it and recognize it? So on the Strange Universe panel, which I really enjoyed, and it should be on Quest.tv shortly if it's not up right now with the New Life Expo. I was on the panel on Saturday. A person asked that question. And the answer basically is, you know, just to be still, you know, and to figure out how your spirit chooses to give you the information. Now remember, you need to tell it also how you want to receive it. So it gets to be confusing for a lot of people, because they want to really hear this divine information. And the information will just come through you, just as your own vocabulary, just like thoughts inside of your head. It's not going to come through as like some really stern voice, you know, trying to get your attention normally. It'll just come through as your normal communication. So when you ask, just listen and wait. If you don't get it, say, okay, I want to get some information like in the next 15 minutes. Show me. You know, some people just ask to have it, and then they go, well, I waited for a year and nothing happened, you know. Well, you can't do that. You need to command your spirit to tell it what you want to be done and the time frame. So you want to give it a time frame, and if that doesn't work for you, then say, okay, we've got to change modalities here. I have to figure out another way to have conscious communication, and then have it maybe come into a song on the radio, you know. Maybe you may have to do some, you know, channel surfing or something to get the right channel with the right song on it at the right time. Remember, we're still in time-based reality here, and maybe you might want to do automatic writing. That's a possibility, you know, where you just sit back and get heart-centered and just ask your question and just start writing, see what comes out. You know, you might want to hear it in a conversation. You might want to see it in a newsprint. So it's up to you to tell your spirit how you want it to happen, okay? And then the question is, well, I got this answer. How do I know if it's true or not, okay? Well, your spirit will not necessarily tell you exactly what to do, because that would be judging you. It's not going to judge you. So just kind of think of your answer maybe as being, you know, like stop and go, yes and no, okay? And kind of look at it that way, and it will give you information, and you may have to ask over again. You may have to ask again. But that's kind of how it works, okay? And but your spirit is not going to tell you to typically go down to the store, you know, walk down this road, turn left, turn right, and look on the ground, and you're going to find a bag of money. It doesn't work that way, okay? It'll give you options, and it will attempt to give you the best information that it can to help you to release your genetic cellular memory out of your body. This is why it's in you, to get it out, okay? So that's kind of what the information is all about, how to heal your body. As far as anything else, you're here to express freely. So it's not going to tell you that you have to go out and paint a picture, that you have to go out and heal somebody, which I hope you don't do, to bring that energy into your body to have it cause harmful effects to you. It's not going to tell you to do this, that, or the other. It might give you the inkling to go someplace, but it's not going to command you or say you have to do this. Otherwise, it's going to be judging you. Your spirit does not do that. But it will help you to eliminate your genetic cellular memory, which is the programs in you, to get rid of these densities. So that's why it's here in you, along with being able to express through you in the moment. This is why people say, what is it like? Time slows down or time stops when you're having fun. That old phrase, So you might want to remember that. And also, in the moment is when you are creative in divine source energy. This is where all your information comes from. So I hope I answered your question without rambling on. But, you are it. And so sometimes your spirit will show up to you as an angel around you. You may get a reading. You say, you have like four angels. Well, that could be your spirit around you, because you feel that your own spirit is not as wise as something outside of yourself. So all of a sudden your spirit materializes an angel. Maybe you think it's Archangel Michael talking to you because you honor that more than you do yourself. Well, that's the way sometimes they will communicate to you, because you're not going to recognize that you are the same energy as Archangel Michael or any angel or anything else, because it's the same source energy. So that's kind of food for thought for everybody there. Just remember, you're it. Don't think that you're not as powerful as you really are. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have just a few minutes left. I'd like to catch a couple more questions on the fast chat. There's someone asking, this goes back to our discussion about birthdays, and they're saying, I always thought I would die on my birthday. Dark side programming since childhood?
Yes, definitely. You want to get that released out of you, and definitely do the death barcode clearing, the alien death barcode clearing. That would be a must. So that is genetic cellular memory happening to you. And if you happen to be in New York, I'll give a little infomercial here. This coming Friday and Saturday, Friday at 6:30 New York time, East Coast, and Saturday 1 to 4, I'll be at the Edgar Cayce ARE Center on 30th Street between 6th and 7th in Manhattan. Also on Tuesday, the following Tuesday coming up here, also at 6:30. And these are all three-hour interactive workshops where you can ask questions, have healings done. So I hope that if you're on this East Coast here, that you will come and enjoy this wonderful session, because the people that come to it, they really enjoy these. I have people coming all the time to them that just love them. And you get so much information, and it's all everything happens, and we'll just see what we can pull out of the hat for the newcomers here. So even the old people that's come to it. So every time we have one, it's just very nice. We bring in the light ship energy. We do special healings. So anyway, come to it if you can. So back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Wish I was in New York. So. Let's see, we had Mia asking for a sample of the innocence clearing.
Okay, so this is probably more like the Immaculate Conception clearing. I can do a quick sample of that, bringing you back to the innocence here of your baby. So we're going to bring in your baby spirit. Looks like time is moving on here. Remember, we have to watch our clock here. And if you notice, this show has been on for 50 minutes, and we're almost over. So here we go, basically 55 minutes. So we're going to bring this in right now. This will be your baby energy. Up count to 10, it'll be here. We'll bring in the peace energy into the light beam, so I don't want to run over here. So here we go. Here comes your baby energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if you wish to scroll down on your scroll bar, maybe halfway down or so, you're going to see the lightship insignia. It's beneath the videos with the blue background around it. And here we go. Going to bring in the 12 source energies. Bring them in all at one time. And here we go. I'll count to 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So our next program will be this Friday. And we'll also be going to the light ship on Friday if you're going to be coming to the Edgar Cayce ARE Center. We'll do that during our conference call. So we'll see everybody later. Blessings. And have a wonderful evening, everybody.
Thank you for the wonderful, wonderful show. Great healings tonight, Ron. And thank all of you for being here with us. And good night and blessings and stay heart-centered.